The more I interact with internet fandoms, the more I realize, like, I politics and internet fandoms are kind of in the same bracket, because at some point there is a group of people who feel like they know the source material enough to talk about it, but all they can say is, my side's better than your side, my favorite is better than your favorite. And it's kind of, and it's it's not that different from politics a little bit. And it kind of stresses me out because, here's my thing about politics. I want to just take this time to also say, I don't like talking about politics. I really don't. I don't like discussing politics. I don't like the fact that I'm kind of like my mind is boggled with political stuff. But the reason why I'm so hyper focused on it is ultimately because, like, imagine knowing the answer to all of your problems. Like, but the answer is that everybody needs to band together to solve the problem. Like, this isn't a problem that only one person can solve by themselves. Everybody got to kind of, do their share, do their part to kind of fix what's going on. And nobody wants to do it because it's either too complicated or is not, this is not, there's not enough stuff to understand about the situation. So it's like you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, if I tell everybody, like, if I give everybody just the information about what's going on, maybe they'll understand it a little bit better and maybe, focus on ways to try to solve the problem. And it's like, no, they're just gonna run you off as crazy and talking too much about something that we don't want to talk about. And it's a very, it's like, you know, it's just, it's very, it's like, I'm not gonna say I'm fighting a good fight or anything like that, because Lord knows but it's just kind of depressing to know that, like, this is the problem has always kind of been, like, now that we always want to look for a simple answer to problems. And the answer has always been, hey, the bad things are happening because of white supremacists. It's happening because of white supremacists. They want power and control over everything else. And, now that we know who the bad guys are, because they're making themselves very clear and very obvious now, we could, like, just have a discussion about what to do about them. And it's like, we don't need to have a discussion anymore. We just need to, A, get them out of power, B, put them in prisons. And I mean, it's like, I kind of hate to say, I hate to say put them in prison, because, like, I don't like the idea of putting opposing forces in prison. But when those opposing forces are literal threats on, like, humanity, not just democracy or whatever, but just humanity in general, it's like, it should be a no-brainer. This should be an easy, this should be an easier fix than it is. And the fact that it isn't just really stresses me out. It's like I say, it's like, I'm not saying that the solution is simple. I'm saying the process of coming to the solution is fairly simple. Also, this is a late episode because last night I worked late, and I lost track of time. And I came back to the house. I tend to unwind when I'm at the house. I play this there's an idle game that I'm playing. It's called Merge's Kingdom on, like, I think MSN or something. And I love it. Once again, it's like, it's my drug of choice, and I am not proud. I'm not proud of how obsessed I am with this game. If you hear clicking, that's because I'm literally playing it, like, right now. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It's just like, but the thing is, but, like, that's my issue with like, for example, when it comes to fandoms almost always love to critique and criticize and just talk as much smack as they can about whatever they can at any given time. For them, it's not about, for fanatics, it's not necessarily about, like, actually solving a problem as much as it's, how can I make this problem into my own personal success? And it's like, oh, I know, I could, I can make an internet video saying how bad this thing is. People will like it, people will follow it, people will respond to it. And it's like, all I gotta do is just use a funny enough voice, scream as loud as I can, and just say why I don't like this thing. This thing was terrible, that thing was terrible, this thing could have been great, but all they if they did this and this, but instead they did this and this, so now it's not so good anymore. It's just, And this is what people gravitate to. Now, my issue is there's a much better way to approach the situation. Just instead of talking bad about the problem, maybe you can, you know, like if you're so smart when it comes to, you know, what to do about like how to solve issues and stuff like that, then you should put your theory to work. You know what I'm saying? You should do something about this, right? And that's me. I'm that, why don't you do something about this guy? You know what I mean? And people don't like that guy because then it's like, well, I shouldn't have to because XYZ should be able to do this stuff on their own. And, you know, wow, that's a cop out. Like, how are you going to speak so confidently, you know, about, you know, like how things should be done. And then when the ball's in your court, you're like, nope. Like, it's like how, and there's people out there that justify this kind of behavior. It's not necessarily the one horses behind that's out here like acting up and doing things. It's always a group effort. That's what annoys me. Like I say, fandom is the, like, politics is the exact same way. Except the problem is that like the group effort comes in when people realize, oh snap, I'm falling for the thing that they're saying, and I'm gonna go all the way about it. I'm gonna also say that people who I don't like should be hurt and put in prison and stuff like that. Now, want to go back to the whole me wanting white supremacists to be put in prison is not because I don't like them, and it's not because I don't like them, and it's not like a personal thing. It's literally, if you go back in history, white supremacy is responsible for some of the greatest crimes ever. So, you know, it's just like, if you were to actually go back down into the history of some of the worst things that's ever happened in the country, it would probably surprise you exactly how well connected white supremacy is in some fashion to almost all of it. Like, I can understand, like, you know, if white supremacy was just a bunch of white dudes just sitting in their house, just saying the N-word and griping and growling about how things used to be, I wouldn't really like make a huge deal about them because they're doing something in the safety of their own home. I was like, you know, that would be kind of messed up for me to say, hey, how dare you do that stuff in your own house? That's not an issue. But it's when they do this stuff with actual figures of power. Like, that should be a problem. And the fact that it's not a problem for some people is what sort of scares and annoys me a little bit, because like you're really just basically like you're sort of ultimately just sort of shrugging off this this thing that is like, you know, you're basically saying, it's not really that big of a deal, it's not that important, we ain't got to worry about them. They're not, just because they're evil doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to actually do something evil. And it's like, no, that's exactly what that means. And it's kind of messed up that we're supposed to just sort of shrug it off because oh, well, they're not that bad. I got into an argument with a white supremacist on Instagram. I get into arguments with these guys all the time now. Apparently, so I have a friend. When I was trying to be an actor back in my hometown, there was this play that I was part of, and it was a local play. You're probably never going to find it, but it was at this place called Upstage. It was a place called Upstage Theater back in Louisiana, and one of the guys who got like a bit of a standing ovation for his performance is he's like a local activist, and he's a local activist and a local journalist in my hometown. His name is Johnny Domino. On Instagram, he's called Ghetto Ways, and yes, his Instagram is ghetto, it's gangster. It's like, it, but at some point there was this thing called Patriot Front, And Patriot Front was Patriot Front was doing the whole banners, putting random banners around in my hometown. And my homeboy Domino, that's what we call him. He goes by Johnny Domino. And he saw the sign, you know, he saw the banners, and he was like, you know, I'm going to take these banners down. I'm going to do something about this, because people are seeing these banners, and, you know, it's not right that they should, you know, because once again, it's Patriot Front. Patriot Front is a white supremacist organization, for those who don't know. And they're basically like blatantly recruiting people. They're blatantly trying to recruit people in my hometown. So he sees those signs. He's like, yo, this is bad, right? And like, you know, then you come to find out that, like, and, you know, like I said, hey, white supremacy is bad. White supremacy is a mental disorder. This is not something that we should be, it's not something that as a society we should be condoning. You know what I'm saying? A white supremacist came up to me like, well, it's not white supremacy. It's just freedom. They care about the sanctity of families, which, by the way, I think I've mentioned before that whenever anybody says that they care about like some what another person's family is going through or whatever, they're being a fascist. They're not being sincere. It's not about families at all for them. It's about fascism and basically them trying to control what's going on in somebody else's house. So whenever you hear anybody who says, I care about the families, just know that they're trying to control what's going on in somebody else's house, because there's no such thing as an ideal family. They just ain't, you know, because the same people who will tell you about, you know, they care about families are the same people who will tell you like why having a single mother household is bad, or why having a single parent household is bad, or why two parents who share the same gender is bad, or why, you know, adopted kids, why they don't believe that kids should be adopted or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, these are the same people. Like, if they care about families, they care about those families too. But ask them about those families. See what they say. With that being said, though, yeah, like, I don't follow or trust anybody who says anything about the sanctity of the home and the families and all that other stuff, because, like I said, it's just a gateway to fascism. I just know for a fact that these people are just genuinely like out to hurt people. And but in any case, though, the Patriot Front people, they're like trying to ultimately just kind of say, you know, no, we're not. You know, like, no, they're not white supremacists. They're just people who are trying to, you know, they're just people who are just trying to look out for other people. And they're tired of the government, which is code for, we're tired of the law coming after us, like how they come after everybody else. And it's like, it's a lot of code, man. It's a lot of unsayings, as I call them. And they're just really just trying to, they're making it very clear that they are willing to, they're making it very clear that, you know, January 6th was just, you know, was just a warm-up trial for what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? He took the banners down. There's videos of him taking the banners down, stomping on it, which I just think is great. And at some point, like just recently, there was somebody who was trying to burn down Martin Luther King's home. And you find out that it was a black woman who did it. Now, for everybody knows me as the world's biggest simp for black women. So they was like, you know, oh, you're going to have an excuse because she's a woman, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, white supremacy. And I was like, yeah, I will have an excuse. White supremacy is a mental disorder. And she's displaying it. And they were like, and some racist was like, you know, hey, this isn't white supremacy. Leave white people out of it, which I don't like that. Like, if you want it, it's like, you know, it's the most racist thing in the world that you could tell me is that the only way to be a white supremacist is to be a white person. Because white supremacy is just, it has the word white in it, but that doesn't mean that it's exclusively for white people. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna, okay, so it's like, you know, because it's an ideology, it's a belief. You know what I mean? It's not a is an ideology, is a belief system, is not a skin color. I'm not saying white people had anything to do with what happened. It's literally white supremacy. You know what I mean? And these guys, I know, I want to believe that some of these people are like, they know what they're doing. They're not telling me that white supremacy is bad. They're not telling me, like, they're not trying to shoo away white supremacy for me. They're trying to basically, you know, convince other people that what I'm saying is crazy. Because other races are going to read that and be like, hell yeah, brother, you're right. He is trying to make this about white people. It's like, no, I'm not. And I'm just like, no, I'm not, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. And once again, it goes back to fandom. Like, people who are willing to just completely, like, people who are willing to completely support who they, like, who they feel like they are in comparison to who they actually are. And it's like, you do realize that you, like, had you have not said anything, you would look a lot less racist, you know? Like, all you had to do is just not say anything, you know? Now, here you are basically defending white supremacy and trying to make it seem like, oh, well, she can't be a white supremacist. She's black, you know? It's like, you do, like, you're racist now for saying that, man. Anybody can be a white supremacist. One of the most popular white supremacists right now in America is a dude by the name of Nick Fuentes. As I've said that before. Listen to that name, Nick Fuentes. You tell me how white that name sounds to you. But, yeah. I think the thing that really kind of also turns me away from fandoms is that, like, they really, it's like fandom is gravitated towards negativity. They enjoy hostility. They enjoy bad things. So this is a bit of a push towards, like, just sort of like trying to make it seem like in order to be, if we're going to just have to appreciate the fact that cruelty is funny now. So if we can laugh off cruelty, then if we could laugh at cruelty, then we could, we're not bad people. If we laugh at cruelty in a way that makes it seem like we're mocking cruelty, then, you know, if we laugh at cruelty and make it seem like, you know, we're enjoying it. And the problem is that there's almost no difference between the two. So some people mock what they like. Some people mock what they claim to like. And it's like the problem with fandoms is that, like, there's no way to determine what's, you know, laughter that comes with agreement and laughter that comes with mockery, because laughter sounds the same regardless. So that's kind of one of the big reasons why I actually don't like laughter now, is because people laugh at things that they tend to shadow agree with. But yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, fandoms are obnoxious, though. At the very end of the day, they really are. They kind of just sort of break into their own thing and try to make it seem like they themselves are more important than the thing that they are a fan of. And I don't like that, because you're not part of that club that you think you're part of. You're not part of the club that you think that you're part of. And the problem is that, like, and there's no telling these people that they're not. These people just truly believe 1,000,000%, yeah, I'm in here too. It's like, but you're not. Like, the people that you like don't know you. The people that you're following and supporting and like, you know, the people that you're following and you're supporting and you're building up these relationships, you're building up these, I think the word is, what, like, parasocial relationships with, you're not. These people don't know you. These people, not only do they not know you, they don't care about you in the slightest. To them, you're nobody. And you're trying to push yourself as oh, I know these people. We're friends. We're all friends. They retweeted me one time. And it's like, because you feel like that, I'm just saying, it just really kind of stresses me out. All right, man, but yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It just feels easier. It's like it's starting to make a little bit of sense now. Like, the more I deal with politics, the more I discuss politics, and the more I discuss, the more I discuss politics and the more I interact with fandoms, it's just a bunch of kids. At the end of the day, it's just a bunch of kids just sort of just wanting to scream. And they want to scream and they want to laugh. You know what I mean? And that's fine. The problem is that, like, what are you screaming and laughing at? You know what I mean? What are you, what is it that you are trying to have? What's the conversation that you're trying to have? And why do you want to have it so badly? You know what I mean? Like, what is it that you're trying to do? And why do you want to do it so badly? And the problem is that with some of these people, they don't know what they want to do. They just know that they want to make, noise. And they just want to make noise and they want to laugh. You know what I'm saying? They want to be, they want to be kind of like, they want to be the center of attention. And then once you give it to them, they don't know what to do. So they just do nothing. Or worse, they do something. And it's a little ridiculous just how, that happens. And I'm just... I'm just a little frustrated about the fact that at the very core of what it means to be human now, we're supposed to just kind of like act like we're like here's the thing. For every complicated, complex way that we approach situations, we somehow still manage to find ourselves still resorting to the most simplest of tactics and the most simplest of ways to think about things and the most for example, ad hominem, right? You know, like here we are, you know, we have a discussion, you know, things get a little confusing, things get a little complicated, things get a little, you know, questionable. And at some point you get upset about something that somebody said and you just go back to where you're a dumb duty head. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the more we don't completely abandon, we don't completely abandon our simpler tactics. We don't abandon them entirely. We just sort of incorporate them in other ways. And people act like because we don't practice our simpler tactics, we just don't need them, or we don't use them, or we could just ignore them because, oh, well, you know, it's a lot like breathing. You know what I'm saying? We never take into account how important breathing is until we can't do it no more. But it's the simplest thing that we can do is just, but yeah. It's just like, you know, I don't like this idea that, like, you know, we can just, I don't like this idea that, you know, we can just sort of be okay with immaturity and stupidity and these simple tactics to just sort of justify being obnoxious and being the worst people. Because, like, we don't have to be the worst people. We don't have to be obnoxious. The problem is that, like, I feel like what people don't want to do is they don't want to actually think about ways to improve things because they don't want to improve things because that involves work. But what doesn't involve work? Trashing people, talking smack, being mean, laughing all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's never about, for some people, it's never going to be about like actually trying to solve problems or try to fix anything. For some people, it's about, well, I got to get mine before you get yours. And it's like, that shouldn't be the case. You know what I mean? Or what like some people like to do is they're obsessed with control. They're obsessed with telling people what to do and, you know, kind of like being a person in charge. And honestly, to me, there's something wrong with that. You know, if I'm like, you know, I know it's not like, I know it sounds a little weird for me to say, but it's like the obsession with like trying to be in charge and trying to be somebody, trying to be the leader or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, cause some people, here's the thing. There's some people who want to be led, but would never say that they want to be led. And the problem is that, like, because they would never say that they want to be led, they're willing to, you know, they're saying they're willing to like basically follow anybody who's loud and obnoxious and stupid enough to just say, well, you should follow me because I know everything. And I just, and I guess part of me just sort of like wishes that there was, I guess I just wish that part of me would just sort of like, just wish that I could just say, yo, this guy, he might not know what he's talking about on some things. You know what I mean? And those people are like, no, he says he knows everything. So you can just screw off, because if he says he knows everything and you say that he doesn't, then you're a hater. And I'm like, I'm not saying he doesn't know anything. I'm saying that there's probably something like this thing that he's talking about, he probably doesn't really know that much about right now. It's a little, you know, like, just be mindful. That's all. And it's like, no, you shut up, because I'm smarter than you and he's smarter than you. And the sad part is, this is fandoms in a nutshell. And like, I wish I was kidding. I'm just frustrated though, because like I my whole thing is that like, I know that I'm not the smartest person. You know what I mean? I know that I'm not the smartest person, and I'm aware of what it entails. I know what it entails to basically say, oh, some of these people are just dumb. But like, I know what it entails to be like, oh, some of these people are just dumb and I don't like dumb people. But it's not like I'm just saying, oh, by the way, these people are, I'm not saying, oh, I'm dumber, I'm smarter than these people. Cause that's not what I want people to get out of this. I don't think that I'm smarter than people. I don't think that I'm better than people. I wish that I had like, you know, the little bit of chutzpah to be able to say, I'm better than these people. I'm smarter than these people. Everybody needs to listen to me. No, I can't do that stuff, man. And I'm more than convinced that at some point somebody's going to like listen to this podcast and they're going to get that part out and be like, oh, he said he was better than people and smarter than people and everybody needs to listen to him. See? But like, I will never believe that, because I made way too many mistakes in my life for me to ever think that I'm even the slightest bit. Like, man, people just don't know, bro. But I'm not saying that I'm smarter than people as much as I'm saying I'm dumb enough to know what dumbness is. You know, I've made enough mistakes to know what is a mistake and what isn't. Like, I can tell, like, I flubbed up this thing before. I flubbed up this thing called life before a few times. And so it's like, I can feel like I can be able to say, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that myself, personally. The thing that you're doing, I just know that I wouldn't do that a second time, because I've done that before and it didn't work out that well for me. It might work out for you, but I'm just going from personal experience. I can do it. I couldn't do that. That's all I'm ever saying at this point. There was this episode of this show. There was a show. It was called Sagwa, the Chinese Kitten. And there was this one episode dedicated to a dude who he called himself the Master, right? And he would go in and he would do like all types of, all of his lessons was, I'm going to teach you this lesson. And then he would just mess up. Like, he would like make a mistake. And the person who he was like teaching would be like, no, actually you do it this way and this way and this way. And, you know, you find out that he's the master of mistakes, because he would go in, do the same exact thing that they were doing and make a mistake. And the girls that he was teaching how to like cook and stuff, like they would be like, nah, you actually do it this way and that way and X, Y, Z way. And you find out that, you know, because they were correcting him, they were getting the thing, they were getting the lesson relatively quickly. And it was actually it was really dope. So after seeing that, I realized that rather than try to act like you're better than somebody else, or rather than try to push this narrative that you're smarter than someone else, or that everybody needs to listen to you, maybe mess up. Some people, when they're showing you how to, mess up. People learn better that way. But I went over my time a little bit. That's about it. I'm frustrated and I'm rambling. And this is a late episode and I apologize. It might happen some more depending on how many more Sundays I got to work late. But, just know I'm still here. And thank you to all one of my listeners. Or two. I think I got three listeners. Or two. One of it. Well, thanks to all of the listeners. Well, most of the listeners. Thanks to the listeners. That's it. I'm going to probably post up a YouTube video afterwards. YouTube.com/22AAA. You can also, it's also called like Unbalanced Minds. You can type in weekly vlog, colon, and it'll probably like post up or whatever. But that's it. Love, peace, happiness, and safety to all of you. Y'all be good.